The Michigan Department of Transportation is removing lane restrictions on nearly 60% of its road and bridge projects across the state to ease traffic delays for Independence Day holiday travelers. AAA Michigan estimates more than 1.7 million Michigan residents are expected to travel 50 miles or more from home during the 4th of July holiday weekend, a new record. Beginning at 3 p.m. Friday, June 30, and continuing until 6 a.m. Wednesday, July 5, 99 out of 175 projects statewide will have lane restrictions removed. While motorists will see suspended operations in most work zones for the weekend, drivers are advised that equipment and certain traffic configurations may remain in place, like temporary shifts or shoulder closures. MDOT oversees I, M, and U.S. routes and is responsible for nearly 10,000 miles of state highways, which carry more than 50% of all traffic and approximately 70% of commercial traffic in Michigan. The following is a list of work zones that will remain active or have lane restrictions during Independence Day weekend as provided in a news release. If necessary, detour routes will be posted at the project location. All closures are subject to change. For the most up-to-date information on projects, go to the MI Drive website at www.michigan.gov/drive. Upper Peninsula I-75, Chippewa County, will have one northbound lane open over the Pine River. I-75 in St. Ignace, Mackinac County, has one lane open in each direction. M-26, Keweenaw County, is closed at the Silver River west of Brockway Mountain Drive. Detour via U.S. 41. M-28 near Deerton, Alger County, has one lane open in alternating directions via temporary signals. M-35 in Gwynn, Marquette County, has northbound traffic detoured via M-553 to Southgate Drive and back to M-35. M-69 in Crystal Falls, Iron County, is closed at the Paint River Bridge. Detour via North 6th Street, Fairbanks Drive and Wagner Street. M-123 north of Newberry, Luce County, has one lane open in alternating directions via temporary signals. M-129, Chippewa County, is closed to southbound traffic between 18th Avenue and 3 Mile Road. Detour via I-75 Business Spur to 3 Mile Road and back to M-129. U.S. 45, Ontonagon County, has one lane open in alternating directions over the east branch of the Ontonagon River via temporary signals south of Rockland. U.S. 141, Iron County, has one lane open in alternating directions over the Net River via temporary signals. For more information, contact MDOT Superior Region Communications Representative Dan Weingarten at 906-250-4809. Follow the Superior Region on Twitter at www.twitter.com/m.up. Northern Lower Peninsula I-75, Sheboygan County, will have northbound traffic shifted to southbound I-75 with a movable barrier wall. U.S. 23, Alcona County, is closed from Black River Road to F-41 with a detour on local roads. U.S. 31 in Allenson, Emmett County, will have southbound traffic detoured on Milton Road. U.S. 31 in Manistee, Manistee County, will have one lane open in each direction on the Bascule Bridge. For more information, contact MDOT North Region Communications Representative James Lake at 906-250-0993. Follow the North Region on Twitter at www.twitter.com/m.traverse. West Michigan 109th Avenue, Allegan County, is closed at I-196. Blue Star Highway, Allegan County, is closed at I-196. Burton Street in Grand Rapids, Kent County, will be closed over I-96 and detoured via Patterson Avenue, M-11, 28th Street, and Craft Avenue. I-196, Ottawa County, will have one eastbound lane and two westbound lanes open between Zeeland and Hudsonville. I-196 Business Route, BR, Byron Road, in Zeeland, Ottawa County, is closed at the I-196 interchange. The westbound I-196 ramp to westbound I-196BR is open while all other ramps at the interchange are closed. US 31BR, Seaway Drive, in Muskegon, Muskegon County, will have one lane open in each direction between Hoyt Street and Shetler Road. For more information, contact MDOT Grand Region Communications Representative John Richard at 616-262-1565. Follow the Grand Region on Twitter at www.twitter.com/m_west. Southwest Michigan, I-69, Eaton and Calhoun counties, will have the following restrictions. One lane open in each direction between I-94 and Stein Road. The southbound I-69 ramps to M-78 and eastbound I-94 are closed and detoured. The eastbound I-94 ramp to northbound I-69 is closed and detoured. The Turkeyville rest area on southbound I-69 is closed. I-94, Calhoun County, has two lanes open in each direction between Helmer Road and M-96, Michigan Avenue. I-94, Kalamazoo County, has the westbound ramp to Portage Road closed. Portage Road has one lane open in each direction. US 12, Branch County, has single lane closures in place with traffic shifts from Willow Lane to West Old Chicago Street in Coldwater, and one lane open over the Coldwater River with a temporary signal. US 31, Berrien County, has one lane open in each direction between US 12 and M-139. US 131, Kalamazoo and St. Joseph Counties, has one lane open in each direction between Schoolcraft and Three Rivers. For more information, contact MDOT Southwest Region Communications Representative Nick Sharippa at 269-208-7829. Follow the Southwest Region on Twitter at www.twitter.com/m_southwest. Central Michigan and Thumb 3 Mile Road, Bay County, is closed over US 10. North Road, St. Clair County, is closed at M-136 and detoured via North River Road and North Vincent Road. I-69, Lapeer County, will have one lane open in each direction from M-24 to Lake George Road with a traffic shift. The eastbound I-69 ramps at M-24, Wilder Road, and Lake Pleasant Road are closed. I-69, St. Clair County, has lane closures and traffic shifts in place from M-19 to Taylor Road. The westbound ramps at Whale Center Road and Taylor Road are detoured. I-69 Business Loop, BL, in Port Huron, St. Clair County, has all westbound lanes closed from 24th Street to I-94 BL. Detour. I-94 BL, Lapeer Street, and 24th Street. M-15 in Atlas Township, Genesee County will have one lane open in each direction with temporary signals between Horton Road and Cathy Drive, and between Hill Road and Maple Avenue. M-15 in Davison, Genesee County, has one lane open in each direction between Potter Road and Dodge Road. M-20 in Mount Pleasant, Isabella County, has one lane open in each direction with a center turn lane from Summerton Road to Mission Road. M-52, Shiawassee County, is closed at Estee Drain and detoured via Johnston Road, State Road and Judville Road. M-57 in Montrose, Genesee County, has one lane open over the Flint River with a temporary traffic signal. M-65 in Twining, Arenak County, will have a single lane closure over Big Creek with a temporary traffic signal. M-90 in Croswell, Sanilac County, is detoured over the Black River via Todd Road, Galbraith Line Road, Add Wildcat Road. For more information, contact MDOT Bay Region Communications Representative Jocelyn Garza at 989-245-7117. Follow the Bay Region on Twitter at www.twitter.com/m_bay. Southern Michigan. The following local streets are closed in Jackson, Jackson County, for railroad work. Mechanic and Jackson Streets are closed at the railroad tracks. Detroit Street is closed at Mechanic Street. Van Buren Street is closed at Jackson Street. I-69, Clinton County, has one lane closed in each direction at Peacock Road. I-75, Monroe County, has the following restrictions. One lane closed in each direction with a traffic shift between Erie and Otter Creek Roads. The northbound exit ramp to Otter Creek Road is closed. I-94, Jackson County, has the following restrictions. The Deering Avenue ramp to westbound I-94 is closed and detoured. The westbound on and off ramps at Parma Road are closed and detoured. I-96, Eaton and Ingham Counties, has traffic shifts in place between M-99 and Washington Road, and between Lansing Road and Crates Road. I-496, Ingham County, has the following restrictions. One lane is open in each direction between Cedar Street and Lansing Road. The Capitol Avenue and Pine Street bridges over I-496 are closed. M-60, Jackson County, has the northbound ramp to westbound I-94 closed and detoured. M-99, Hillsdale County, has one southbound lane closed with a temporary traffic signal near Camden Road. U.S. 23, Washtenaw County, has the following restrictions. Two lanes open in each direction between Stony Creek and I-94 with an 11-foot lane width restriction. Willis Road is closed over U.S. 23. The northbound U.S. 23, Willis Road entrance and exit ramps are closed. The eastbound Willis Road entrance ramp to northbound U.S. 23 is closed. U.S. 23 and U.S. 12 both have one lane open in each direction at the interchange. U.S. 127, Ingham County, has one lane closed in each direction between the Jackson County line and M-36. U.S. 127, I-496, Ingham County, has the following restrictions. The eastbound I-496 ramp to northbound U.S. 127 is closed. The southbound Howard Street ramp to westbound I-496 will be closed. U.S. 127, Jackson County, has one lane closed in each direction just north of McDevitt Road. For more information, contact MDOT University Region Communications Representative Aaron Jenkins at 517-243-9075. Follow the University Region on Twitter at www.twitter.com/m_Lanshin and www.twitter.com/m_A2. Metro Detroit, Macomb County. I-94 has one lane open in each direction between 23 Mile Road and County Line Road. The 23 Mile Road entrance ramp to eastbound I-94 closed. M-3, Gratiot Avenue, has two southbound lanes open between 9 Mile and 8 Mile Roads. M-3, Gratiot Avenue, has two lanes open in each direction between 14 Mile and Wellington Crest Roads. M-53, Van Dyke Avenue, has two southbound lanes open at 14 Mile Road. M-59, Hall Road, has the eastbound right turn lane to Schoenher Road closed. M-97, Grosbeck Highway, has one lane open in both directions south of M-59. Oakland County. I-75 has two lanes open in each direction between M-15 and the Oakland-Genesee County line. I-75 has two lanes open in each direction between I-696 and 13 Mile Road. The southbound I-75 ramps at 12 Mile and 11 Mile Roads are closed, along with the southbound I-75 exit ramp to eastbound and westbound I-696. I-75 has two lanes open under Davisburg Road. Davisburg Road is closed over I-75. I-75 has two lanes open under Belford Road. Belford Road is closed over I-75. I-96 has two lanes open between Kent Lake Road and I-275, with ramp closures. I-696 has two lanes open between I-275 and Losser Road, with ramp closures. M1, Woodward Avenue, will have two lanes open between M102, 8 Mile Road, and I-696. M1, Woodward Avenue, has two southbound lanes open from Prospect Street to South Boulevard. M1, Woodward Avenue, has the northbound right lane closed from Sylvan Avenue to My Street. M10, Lodge Freeway, has two lanes open in each direction near I-696. Wayne County, Cass Avenue is closed over I-94. Grand Boulevard, MacArthur Bridge, Bridge to Belle Isle has the right lane closed. I-94 has the eastbound ramp to John R. Street closed. The John R. Street ramp to westbound I-94 is also closed. I-96 has the westbound ramps to M39, Southfield Freeway, closed. I-96 Service Drive will have lane closures at Schaefer Highway. Schaefer Highway is closed over I-96. I-275 has two lanes open from Eureka Road to 5 Mile Road. M10, Lodge Freeway, has the ramps to eastbound I-94 closed. M102, 8 Mile Road, has two lanes open between M1, Woodward Avenue, and M53, Van Dyke Avenue. US 12, Michigan Avenue, has two lanes open between Elm Street and Firestone Street. US 24, Telegraph Road, has two lanes open between 6 Mile Road and M102, 8 Mile Road. For more information, contact MDOT Metro Region Communications Representative Diane Cross at 248-752-0336. Follow the Metro Region on Twitter at www.twitter.com/m.metroday.